In a 24-hour period before hitting land, the storm's winds accelerated from 85 miles an hour to 200. Unprecedented growth fueled by unusually warm El Nino waters. But after reaching land, the storm quickly weakened, broken up by Mexico's mountainous terrain. And tonight, the country is breathing a sigh of relief that's nearly as strong as this history-making hurricane.
Airports that were closed by the storm have now reopened, including the one in Puerto Vallarta. While officials say there are still no reports of any fatalities, they are urging people to remain cautious because of the risk of flooding and mudslides. Thomas?
We can certainly see from the shot behind you people already returning to enjoying themselves on the beach there in Mexico. NBC's Joe Fryer, thank you.